Werner Gertz, Werner, you can hear us, right?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you see me?
I was able to see you. Now I can see your name.
Okay. No, sorry.
Now we can see you. We have heard from the South Africans, I think Africa may be key for all of this. They may be the solution, the African continent.
So maybe. We are, compared to South Africa, we are a small country, but we're dealing with the whole story as well. But perhaps before I start, let me shortly introduce myself. I'm not a lawyer. I'm an engineer, an industrial engineer. I had 2 semesters of German civil code and commercial code, but and a lot to do with contract law, even American contract law. So there is a small legal basis, but I'm more as a researcher, and I wrote for a German Namibian magazine when we came to Namibia in 2010. My wife is a German farmer's daughter from which I met in Aachen. We married, and then in 2010 we decided to move to Namibia. And as I said, I wrote for a German Namibian magazine, and in June, for the second issue of the magazine, I interviewed the WHO, among others, here in Namibia. I sent them 32 questions, and they answered in writing, 10 pages, DIN A4. So we have one document where the strategy of the WHO is written down, and this is very practical, because otherwise you have to check hundreds of posts on their websites, and here we have it in one paper. At least the strategy they had at that time, they have changed the strategy. And when I met the director here of the local WHO, I asked, there is a big cooperation, a development cooperation between Germany and Namibia. Does Germany help in this situation as well? And he said, yes, they were already here. And they were the Robert Koch Institute, that is the German Public Health Institute. And then I got in contact with them, and they informed me that they already, on the 10th of February, had sent Drosten tests to Namibia. And at that time, the tests weren't even finally approved in Germany. To put it in a perspective, on the 20th of January 2020, the WHO declared a public health emergency of international concern. And 3 weeks later, Drosten tests arrived in Namibia. And the global pandemic was declared on March 11. So when I heard that Drosten tests had arrived in Namibia, I called you and said, oh, they not only have been exported to the United States and can form the basis for a class action, but they have been exported to Namibia as well. And you said, same damaging event. And so we decided, with my colleague, Richard Metcalf, he is unavailable, I don't know why, but I tried to take his part over again as well. So we set up a website similar to your German website, Corona Schadensersatzklage, and we called it Corona Class Action Namibia, where Namibians that means self-employed and businesses can register for the future class action in United States or in Canada. So it is a lawsuit for product liability of Drosten. Perhaps one thing is important as well. Right in the beginning of the pandemic, a local doctor, a friend of ours, had recommended to the Ministry of Health to administer vitamins, especially C and D, to strengthen the immune system in positive cases. And he had developed a special prescription for this. And he talked with the Minister of Health, and he fell on deaf ears. They insisted on the vaccination agenda, and prevention was not the order of the day. I'm also a member of a circle that has access to alternative remedies. Vaccination is no remedy. We have access to real remedies that are approved in other countries. But I don't want to get in more detail now. So our main legal activity here in Namibia is this website. We did one thing, we included the damages of the employees that they have suffered through retrenchments and wage cuts. These damages are administered by the employers because here we have no short-time working allowance, we have no unemployment insurance. The people are standing on the streets. And when the money is flowing, the employers are sort of trustees for the money of their former or actual workers. Then we have another activity, a group of parents in the coast collected masks and made some tests for bacteria. And the result is as gruesome as a similar investigation made in Switzerland by the Swiss consumer magazine K-Tip. And we involved an occupational health physician in the campaign, and he has written a report. And I wrote an additional paper about further mask-related damages in addition to the bacteria and the fungi. When I got the results, I wanted to file a complaint as soon as possible. But the approach here in Africa is different. You don't attack the government straightforward, but you first discuss the problem in an informal face-to-face meeting behind closed doors. So it has to be seen whether this will lead to any kind of reaction from the Ministry of Health and especially the Ministry of Education. The pupils have to wear masks here in schools, but they don't have to be tested so far. That's the good news. The other is the bad news. It's a crime against humanity. So we will see how it goes, and then perhaps we will file a lawsuit later. The participation of the class action here in Namibia aims at the compensation of the economic damage. And this was really grave because the country's economy was already pretty much in the doldrums because the state, as the largest investor, had considerably scaled down its projects, especially in the construction sector, due to lack of financial resources. So the economy was down already. And then there was a terrible drought for 2 years that hit the farming economy very massively. And then on top came Corona. And the effects on the economy, and especially in the tourism industry, can only be described as disastrous. It is a large industry and employs about 100,000 people and does not only consist in accommodations, but a lot of service providers, pilots, tour guides, tour operators, rental car companies, souvenir trade, hunting activities, and not the least, the communal conservancies that are the communal game reserves. They are also affected, and many of them live from tourism. And all of them lost their income from one day to the next. That means from the 18th March, where the state of emergency was declared. And the mass of them have not the necessary financial reserves and live from hand to mouth. And there is no compensation whatsoever by the government. They tried to compensate it by intra-Namibian tourism, but that only gives 10 to 15% of the capacity, and that at lower prices. And therefore, we have had countless business failures and massive unemployment in the sector. So the question is, what could be the way forward? I think our country has to try to get back on its feet by its own efforts. Thank God we had a good rain this year. This will help. But it would be very helpful for the international tourism to revive. In this way, not only the damage could be mitigated, but it could be the basis for the country, the recovery of the country. And this is an area where everyone can help, not only the participants in this round, but also all viewers of this video. Please visit our country. You get in with a PCR test, which is already required by the airlines, and a written travel plan, so it's easy. But Germany has declared Namibia a risk country. And Germany has 400% death rate compared to Namibia. So if Namibia is a risk country, then Germany is a mega ultra risk country with 400%. And people who have been in Namibia and can judge these situations, they know that, and we here know that it's utter nonsense. For example, we spoke to some two German tourists last week, and I wanted to know, why do you come to Namibia, to this risk land? And one of the ladies said, I've been here several times, so I know this is bullshit. And she had motivated the other one to come. So Germany is a real risk country. And it's not because of the virus, because of this government and its decisions. So, and I think there's one motive as well. They don't want foreign people to see that corona can be dealt with in a completely different way than, for example, in Germany. And this is despite the fact that Namibia is full on the WHO track, pandemic, masks, and vaccination. How are the restrictions right now? In public places, you have to wear masks. But nobody really, some people care. Some people even sit alone in their car and have masks on. Perhaps they have they fear to infect the car. And some people wear masks, but others are really lazy, and outside of the towns, you don't see masks. You must know that Namibia has a population density of 3.3 people per square kilometer. So on the average, social or unsocial distancing it's normal. So you can travel through the country unhindered, all shops, all restaurants, all accommodations, facilities are open, and you can really enjoy to be here. And the country has so much to offer, not only natural beauty, but an intact environment, healthy air, lots of sun, which is good. It creates vitamin D, and it's good. It boosts your immune system. And we have peace, we have friendly people, and we have a good healthcare. We have German beer. We have beer according to the German purity law. We have excellent South African wines, and we have meat from antelopes and beef, free range and hormone free. In this respect, Namibia is a health destination, and the tourism could help our country to recover. And therefore, you deserve this freedom, this beauty, and this healing atmosphere for your heart and for your soul. And I don't think there is a better choice if you want to avoid the monkey circus in Germany or in other countries to come here. And in order to show you what you have to expect, I will show you a short video.
Maybe your country or South Africa could become one of those countries in which the change will take place first. Because that's obviously what some of the lawyers are looking for, a country in which the laws are still being abided and in which it is possible to have the courts find out the truth about this pandemic, we must say. Is the government under control of the WHO?
Yes, they are fully under control of the WHO. Sorry for my... sorry.
It's all right, Anna. We got the idea. We can also look it up.
I can answer that at the end.